The Humboldt County Office of Emergency Services recently announced that federal assistance for flood-affected individuals and businesses has been denied. This denial comes despite significant damages reported during the January flooding events earlier this year. Here's a snippet from the press release. Federal disaster assistance is crucial to local communities like Humboldt County. When a natural disaster strikes and the damage exceeds the capabilities of the county or the state to respond, the state may ask the federal government to declare a disaster. A federal disaster declaration helps the impacted community qualify for federal aid programs, including funding from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. One critical disaster assistance program is FEMA's Individual and Household Program, which provides financial and direct services to eligible individuals or households. The threshold for a federal disaster declaration in California is approximately $72 million, or roughly 1,200 homes destroyed or with major damage. The state's threshold is exceedingly high because of the high economic value of the Los Angeles and San Francisco Bay Area regions and the state's tech industry. As a result, small and/or rural communities throughout the state are unable to qualify for federal assistance and are deprived of an equitable opportunity for disaster recovery. Until regulatory changes are made in Washington, D.C., this critical assistance remains out of reach for rural communities like Humboldt County. During the two major storms that followed two devastating earthquakes that left some without homes and many with damages and mounting hurdles to recovery, Humboldt County was again denied FEMA funding. However, neighboring Mendocino County was able to secure individual funding through FEMA for both storm events. To shed some light on this matter, we turn to an interview from 2023 with Travis Kilmer, the Disaster Recovery Field Operations Coordinator in Mendocino County.
So FEMA doesn't like to tell you directly what the threshold is per county. It's not a dollar figure. When they go out to do assessments, FEMA will take a look at a property and they will either classify it as destroyed, major damage, minor damage, or affected. And mostly what FEMA is looking at is they want to see what you have in the categories of destroyed or major damage.
According to Kilmer, FEMA representatives are often unfamiliar with rural living.
For the second storm, I actually took FEMA out one day to Whale Gulch. So it's one of our most remote areas. And they had a tremendous amount of damage, mostly tree damage, winds that had just taken out thousands of trees. And it damaged a lot of private water systems. It didn't damage a lot of houses directly because they've done a really good job out there of getting defensible space around their homes because they know that they're out there and response time for any outside help is going to take a long time. So they've done a really good job there. And they almost got penalized for it by FEMA because FEMA came out and looked and you just see trees everywhere. Damaged water systems that people rely on. You know, they don't have any municipal utilities out there. It's all things that they provide themselves. And FEMA's looking and going, we don't see any damage here. And so then you have to argue with FEMA. And they rely on a lot of reservists who get called up. They don't work full-time for FEMA. They come from all over the country. And if they're not familiar with how life works in rural areas of the North Coast, they see that and they think, oh, well, that's just trees that are down. That's not damage. And it's like, no, no. People need water to live. This is how they get their water. This is catastrophic damage for these people. And FEMA doesn't always understand that. So it's kind of frustrating if you are somebody who grew up in this area and you know what it's like if you live off the grid and FEMA, it doesn't click. That's why we had to fight for it the second time. They weren't going to give it to us.
Kilmer's perspective underscores the disparity in how FEMA assesses damages, particularly in rural versus urban settings. Areas with dense population and/or higher property values can quickly reach financial thresholds, allocating funds to urban areas, even when some poorer rural areas are more devastated by a particular natural disaster.
In both of these storms, you know, when I was looking at what counties are getting declared for what, I did find it curious because in both storms, I mean, if you look at the maps that FEMA puts out on their website that will show you, you know, okay, these states got individual assistance. Some states got public assistance, which that's mostly for like the counties and various other government agencies for damages. And that one, they based that one on dollar figures. That's like, okay, the county road system had this much damage. And if you hit a certain threshold, then you can get that form of assistance. But for individual assistance, one thing that I noticed both times is if you look at those maps, there's a cluster mostly on the central coast. There was a cluster of counties that all got individual assistance, and they did get impacted pretty badly down there. And in the second storm, you see a lot of that same area and also in the Sierras, but both times north of the Bay Area, the only county that got individual assistance was Mendocino. And I think it's because we pushed really hard and we had to fight for it. I don't know. I would hope that going forward, they kind of learn how to interact with these rural areas more.
Until changes are made at the federal level, residents are on their own. Humboldt County's Office of Emergency Services encourages residents to rely on insurance, stating, quote, "Insuring your home, business, or property is the best way to make sure you will have the necessary financial resources to help you repair, rebuild, or replace whatever is damaged in the event of a natural disaster," end quote. However, California is in a major insurance crisis. With skyrocketing rates, insurance companies dropping clients, or completely pulling out of California altogether, leaving many to wonder how to survive in the current economic climate affecting Californians daily, let alone during a natural disaster. Kilmer's remarks, as well as the outright denial of assistance to Humboldt County during the early 2023 earthquakes and storm events, highlight the need for a reevaluation of FEMA's approach to disaster assistance, particularly in rural areas. As residents of Humboldt County navigate the road to recovery, they face the daunting task of rebuilding without federal support. For KMUD News, I'm Lisa Musick.